In view of this, it is understood that the coastal area most affected in the southeast was completely fractured and became underwater. It was mercilessly drilled, both from above as below, but also the area where the soil weathered, suffered horribly. Apparently, there are the impacts were not as concentrated, perhaps. The bombing had to be less heavy. In any case, they have not yielded the base. However, when the few gases escaped, or their gradual cooling, is precipitated on the walls of the huge underground cave, it aids the contrappers shall, acting in low and contributing to the conservation of structure, also began to sell. However, the top layer, capped once more due to the action of mud and peat, the supply of filling material should not be slow to show the typical framework of the current Carolina Bays, and rests with all its weight on the substrate seriously shaken. Was then beginning the recovery process geological, promoting reprocessing and stabilizing the soil strata destroyed. Today, more than 11 millennia after the disaster, this process is not finished yet, thus the magnitude of the immense cataclysm. Tectonic tremors continue to shake the area, still not fully recovered. At any point where there is collapse of edges of cavities underground, making the danger fragilissimo balance, the Earth's crust, so severely damaged. Therefore, the city of Charleston, located right in the middle of the field of craters, figure 36, and the edge of the strip of land kept intact, is the center of such tectonic tremors. The figure 38 shows the gradient of the intensity of the movement of soil during the tectonic earthquake, recorded on August 31, 1896. The comparison of these two figures reveals the identity of the area of seismic tremors in the field of craters, the range of explosion caused by the impact of the collapse of the housing of the rock planetoid. However, if the two abysses submarines, the force of impact was immeasurably greater. There was the collapse of the two core segments, with each weighing half a billion tons, each developing a force of impact of about 2.5 billion tons kilometer, each reaching an area of some 10 million M2, or is an energy density of the order of some 250,000 tons kilometer per M2, corresponding to 2.510 mkg/M2. This value exceeds 100,000 times in the corresponding factor of a gun campaign, and 100 times that of a fragment of the envelope of rock's planetoid. The ratio allows for a quantitative conclusion about the approximate depth of impact. Underneath the Atlantic Ocean, the Earth crust is not very resistant, its thickness, certainly no more than 40 kilometers. Undoubtedly there was a clear drilling. Under tremendous tuck, the skin tore tents beat where the two sticks. Today, after 11 millennia of geological healing of reprocessing and surface flooding, the depth of the two gaps is still of 7 kilometers. However, do not know the latest deep, holding the fragments of the core of the meteor. Perhaps, like most of the bodies of their gender, it was of ferro, nickel. In this case, then those depths unknown, inaccessible to humans, is located a greater incidence of metal across the globe, with perhaps millions of tons of platinum, presumably, in there. Most part and as was described for Bulado's children, originating from its sheath of rock, the celestial projectile evaporated gas in high voltage and temperature unimaginable, which in turn opened huge caves and cavities and strata deeper crust of the Earth. In the course of decades or centuries, the gas cooled precipitated in the walls of these cavities, which may form a thick crust of nickel. Hardly the man recover these treasures immense, lifting it from the depths. Due to drilling illusory the substrate, the gravity should stop working until the needle of the compass would be of little help, such as iron, nickel alloy and could be anti-magnetic as, thereby impeding the reactions of the instrument, ultra-sensitive conditions normal. It is worth mentioning here that Charles Bullitz wrote in his book The of Bermuda Triangle, regarding the possible existence of vast energy complex, within that area. In his view, sources of energy concentrated in the seabed and that until today have been activated occasionally by aircraft so bravando the region, which cause magnetic SIFOs disenable instruments and magnetic ELETRICOS.NEST's recent years, have been discovered huge complex structural submerged, situated near Bimini and in other parts of the Bahamas group. Were these the remnants of an advanced civilization, there would have existed for many millennia minutes. However, this goes beyond the realistic scope of the research presented in this book and therefore should restrain us to the subject at hand, which is the disaster caused by the collapse of the planetoid. What would have happened when the gas crowded, overheated, in part out of the impact craters have escaped back? The reader is left to imagine these effects, because to do so no terms of comparison. In any case, the second strike should have been more intense than the first, happened in the moment of impact. In this context comes to mind the beat, from the eruption of Krakatoa, in the archipelago of Probe, which claimed the lives of 40,000 people, but in comparison, he went from a simple set of waves. What was then the number of people affected by the disaster in time before the time? Figure 38. Seismic areas around Charleston. The city of Charleston, South Carolina, USA, is situated in the center of a potentially seismic region. The zones of equal seismic intensity are almost in concentric circles around the outbreak. In the depths, the comparison with Figure 36 shows the degree of accuracy with which the location of the focus of the field gives the craters of the Carolina. Such figures of horror cannot be restored, but the Codex Trianus reads, "In the sixth year of Cam in the 11th month of Muliukzar, was a terrible earthquake, which lasted until the 13th June. Mer, the country of the hills of clay and the land of man were its victims. Had two shocks and suddenly, disappeared in the darkness of night. In many places, the earth crust was constantly raised and lowered by the ground forces, until no more resist the pressure and deep cracks have to separate many countries. Finally, these two countries, with 64 million inhabitants, disappeared in Isino. This was 8,060 years ago. Although the translation of this text, made by Bras Odeberg, not be considered as guaranteed correct, but for many people was put in doubt the same, though apocryphal, gives so strange with the results of the studies to the reconstitution of the fate reserved for the unfortunate inhabitants of those regions damn as to authenticate the word that witness from time remotissimos. But then, even should revert to the timing given by the Codex Trianus. Even if the destruction caused by the impact and underground detonation of explosive charge, from the cosmos, had elapsed from the above way, in any case was not yet the Atlantis catastrophe itself, but its introduction, the spark that led to its ignition. During a single day and one night on Chauncey Hill. As reported by Kulik, the meteor of Tiger not only caused even greater damage because the energy density of its impact was relatively low because, it stressed this point, fell on a region uninhabited, deserted, which reached a dollop of soil, perfectly intact, powerful and almost indestructible strength. Also, according to the calculations of Kulik, if his fall was delayed by 4 hours, the city of St. Petersburg would have been reached. Then this event, which received little attention at the time, was recorded by the annals of history as a disaster of horrific proportions. However, that history refuses to take note of a cataclysm still much larger and well documented, the result was reconstituted in all its phases. The planetoid there, and incomparably faster, although volume had a mass greater than its tiny Siberian congener, which was over 500 million. About the density of energy in the region of impact. The most serious was the fact of not having achieved a perfect dollop of soil, wanted the inevitability of chance that fall precisely on one of the most vulnerable, sensitive and less resistant, the Earth's crust, that line of fracture, dotted the volcanoes, the remaining old line, the time pre, tertiary to the Atlantic basin extends between the tectonic plates of the old and new world, called the dorsal Atlantic. The dorsal, before a division of that connection, through all the vast area between the volatile island of Jan Mayen in the north to the island of Tristan d'Acunha, to the south in an area of great instability, under a line of collapse, existing from time so remote, the solidified part of the earth crust, the texture of soil, is much more fragile and thinner than in any other point. Here the zone of fusion with the magma to the surface is more generally only 15 to 20 kilometers inland, as indicated by the large number of volcanoes in the local wells and whose reach pockets of magma and lava containing strata. By virtue of its content of water vapor and carbon dioxide, there, everywhere, the igneous area is under high enough pressure inside such a well to design the washer to an altitude of Mount Everest. Only a thin crust, acting as a lid little resistant, retains the fire and protect the underground waters of the ocean against his clash with the underlying net incandescent, compressed between the magma, below, and dividing crust on top. The forces tumultuous igneous these areas were released at the moment when the interference of peripheral caused a disruption of the shield, lethal fragile at this point. Protecting the habitat of man against the infernal regions. That was the shield pierced by the collapse of two segments of the core of the planetoid. The two craters, open to the impact, it was huge volcanic wells. Igneous reached those depths and with a tremendous tuck has been the detonation of powerful explosive charge of the cosmos, as the destructive power of 30,000 hydrogen bombs. The comparison, then, might give an idea of what this would mean. The Earth, with its shield from 40 to 50 kilometers thick, is similar to a high-pressure boiler, built of sheets of thin-gauge steel. Moreover, the plates are not welded in their joints, which would be a factor for strengthening, but riveting, which is a weakening factor. Its edges are riveted to the lines of rupture and break the Earth's crust. The impact of the meteor was the tiger as a lightweight hammer to hit the center of such a steel plate. It resonated but resisted the impact. Moreover, the fall of the planetoid acted on the Earth crust as a way of projectile, launched from the mouth of a cannon, had reached the boiler, and a hole next to the rivet, and from that point, would have damaged the hole riveted. What would happen to a boiler, subject to such harsh treatment? Well, the rivet did not resist more damage to internal pressure, unchanged, but give high pressure boiler and explode. Similarly, the cauldron exploded under the Atlantic basin, where the impact of nuclear segments of the planetoid caused the first and decisive hole in the zone of rupture in the dorsal Atlantic. Rumble, then the chords of an inaugural concert hell. Immediately, through the newly formed two wells, the fiery magma, carnation, rose with incredible speed and is mixed with other liquids overlapped, until reaching the waters of the Atlantic. With this, created the preconditions for a volcanic eruption, underwater, in the largest possible proportions. She opened the rivet of the cauldron, which sold under such pressure. The seabed broke up in south, north direction. All volcanoes that came into activity, with new wells, formed at the time, projecting the fiery lava. Tremendous shock into the underground fires and the sea, where the mixed magma and steam. Between two continents, the Earth threw up fire from the volcano of Beerenberg, on the island of Jan Mayen in the north and the island of Tristan da Cunha, the south. All this must have happened with tremendous speed, equal to a radius. For 2 minutes the lightning trajectory of fall planetoid on Earth, but before the strike caused by the impact have reached the beaches, the gates of hell were gaping and left them the fire of a fire diluvial, before the deluge itself extinguish all life on Earth. In the chain reaction, this volcanic disaster continued along the line of rivet, launching uninterrupted mass of magma and water in the infernal battle the elements. The length of that hell may even be calculated with reasonable accuracy. Supposed that this process had continued along the line of rupture, with speed equal to that measured in soil cracks, appearing also in tremors of low and medium intensity, we obtain an approximate speed of about 15 m/s. The length of the line of rupture was about 3,000 kilometers, from the point of impact, toward the north, since only this section applicable to our subject. Therefore, the whole catastrophe could have continued for 2, maximum 3 days, to destabilize the entire area between Puerto Rico and Iceland. Within 24 hours, the explosion must have reached the point to the South Atlantic small chunk, where the line break, then solid, is divided into two almost parallel, around the Atlantic, of the west and east. Each of these branches was 1.200 kilometers, and therefore the disaster must have taken a day and a night at most, to visit them. With this, the whole island was stuck in a loop of fire. Around it, the fund was open ocean, the earth crust underlying broken and, everywhere, the magma, bright red, emerged from depths to mix with the waters of the Atlantic. The water vapor generated in the process. The condensed magma, mixed with it, in tiny droplets, which then were cool and were turned into ashes, so the heat transferred to steam, which overheated, rose with incredible speed and, with its cloud-shaped pine trees, has unimaginable amounts of igneous products well beyond the troposphere, to the regions where the clouds blink of silver within the ionosphere. On the entire area, is plagued formed clouds of steam and ash, the size of continents, and with them, enormous quantities of magma in the form of ash, pumice and lapilli were transported to the higher areas of the atmosphere. There is another example for such underwater volcanic explosion, although of a much smaller but historically recognized and quantitatively reconstituted evil, namely the eruption of Krakatoa in the Strait of Probe, on 26th and 27th of August, 1883. By that time, the volcano island was designed to air, with two-thirds of the island's soil, the pressure of seawater. The island had a total area of 33 square kilometer and the area affected by volcanic eruption was about 20 square kilometer. The amount of volcanic products designed by the eruption was estimated at 50 to 100 cubic kilometers, or 3 to 4 cubic kilometers/square kilometer surface, corresponding to 3 to 4 kilometers in height, struck out the lava, which then covered the active surface in the form of a cube. The disaster was an Atlantic underwater volcanic explosion, such as the Krakatoa, but in proportions incomparably greater. Despite this and a mere precaution, the following only operate with specific figures, computed for the last eruption recorded by history. When estimated at some 4,000 kilometers, including that involving the bifurcation Atlantis, the total length of the line of collapse in the North Atlantic volcanic area with a width of 100 to 150 on average 125 kilometers, results in vomiting fire with surface area approximately 500,000 square kilometers. If the average of the projected mass of lava has not exceeded that registered with the eruption of Krakatoa, then the volume of magma would have been 1.5 to 2 million cubic kilometers, with a minimum weight of 5 tons quatrilhos. These figures are still subject of major exhibitions later. For now treat only to monitor and replenish the disaster Atlantic until his gruesome end. As the line continued to break open up, new bodies of magma and water vapor and gases have to incorporate to the overall volume of the particulars awakened to the disaster. Bodies of magma from deep and continued appearing in places where new, fought against the Atlantic zone of fire, which left, incessantly, new steam and ash. All that rose from the bowels of the earth was taken to the highest atmospheric layers. By virtue of evaporation of sea water and water vapor then released by the magma before it was absorbed. Thus the eruption underwater literally launched the magma from the depths of the earth atmosphere. In turn, the storms caused by the eruption have continued that transport. The volcanic masses, shipped to the altitude, not dropped on the area which they were raised. Moreover, the explosion resulted in the entire Atlantic volcanic region from which the magma ascended to heaven, a significant lowering of the level of magma, difficult replacement. Under the Atlantic basin is a depression formed from magma, the depth and variety that has become deeper in the site of bifurcation of the line of rupture, which involved the two chunk of Atlantis. Alley depression must have attained its maximum depth. Suppose that the center's internal disaster, during the terrible tragedy, staged by nature, are not able to calculate the projection above the registered with the eruption of Krakatoa, in much lower intensity. The lowering of the magma from the depth of depression caused the total dispersion of volcanic products, should have reached 3 or 4 kilometers. Thus, throughout the turf around the island, the magma, forming the substrate of Simon, was scattered, lost and, in the form of ash, designed for high atmosphere. With this began the last act of the drama, with the main protagonist of the turf sail, anchored in the substrate of Simon. As the island was relatively small and very mobile, she had to follow the mind, isostatic lowering the level of its bed of magma. The rate of sinking was not very great because the whole process took about 24 hours, concluding there is a sinking speed of the order of 4 to 5 centimeters w second. The most likely is that when the island of Atlantis began to sink, all living on its soil had been killed, terminated by the disaster Herald's End for toxic gases, and Macareous storms. The imaging sequence, figure 39, illustrates this drama, in three typical end of act, with comments, to discontinue the new waves of lava, because of the simultaneous evaporation of sea water, which reduced the volume of new supplies of water vapor and lava, just to the thunder of explosions and eruptions began to decline. The red area, incandescent, began to close up and even before becoming black, was flooded by the Atlantic, whose waters, even new, by lands up in vapors and new graduates, returned to his bed, then reformed. Its waves hit, closing on the place, even the day before, a large island with high mountains and magnificent structures. The soil of this island had sunk 3 kilometers, which is right in the middle of the depression, exactly on the old line of fracture, the dorsal Atlantic, in Tremon, enclosed and dressed with the magma out of hell submarine. Tenacity of the pitch, once the depression holds the island of Atlantis in its new location. And so it continues, until today, just like that massive submarine ground floor, the extension genetically incomprehensible and enigmatic, the dorsal Atlantic, leaving only 9 shows the islets, whose strands naked, covered in lava, emerge on the waves of the ocean. Are the Azores Islands and between them becomes the Gulf, now clear, towards Europe. The island which then blocked the passage of the Gulf, forcing its return to North America, was submerged, was swallowed by depression in the magma. However, the conformation of depression should not be imagined as that of a ditch on the fringes of the road because it is shallow. In that place, the Atlantic Ocean has at least 1,500 kilometers wide, on each side of the dorsal Atlantic. The proportion between these two halves oceanic and maximum depth of depression is 500 to 1. This means that lowering the minimum was recorded as the level of the magma decreased from almost imperceptible way, from the edges of the turf island, toward the center of the Atlantic basin. Therefore, the depression is shallow, not enough for people to rely on reprocessing of forces, capable of one day re-again the island submerged, bringing it to the surface ocean. Is Plato be right also in the way described as a disaster? Thus, it follows that passage so often challenged or mock of his narrative, saying, however, later, when survivor tremendous earthquakes and terrible floods, during a single day and one night on chance ill, died in that land all your valuable generation, the example of how the island of Atlantis disappeared, plunged to the bottom of the sea. Earthquakes, floods, soil cracks, landslides, lowering of the seabed, these are also the key phenomena that accompanied the disaster Atlantis, in his model of restoration objective. In this regard, this model gives reconstitution with Platonic narrative. However, the words of the text so that fuss about up and only has some typical features of a geological revolution on Earth, as advocated by Cuvier, and was so violently contested by the circles concerned. What is disputed, particularly, the phrase, during a single day and one night, specify the time interval assumed for the duration of the disaster. However, this is precisely the detail exactly right. The sinking of the island should have started, so noticeable in the exact moment that the explosion in chain reached the point of bifurcation of the line break, situated in the southern island turf. Continued from then on the side edges of the island and caused the lowering of the level of magma, which was expelled in huge quantities by the volcanic crater and designed to the atmosphere. However, once these explosions reached the second point of the fork to the north of the island, where the Re, involving the two arms, his subsequent pursuit, heading north, toward the island of Jan Mayen, did not cause any further reduction in the region of the Azores. Soon, the sinking of the Turf Island must have been closed with the arrival of the explosion in the second point of bifurcation, located to the north, so continued as the first explosions continued until the second of these two points. The distance to be travelled was about 1,200 kilometres. Calculating with a speed of 15 meters per second, the whole process took just 24 hours, or one day and one night on Chauncey Hill, in which took place the beginning and end of the sinking of the turf island called Atlantis. The effects of post-disaster of Atlantis products of volcanic projection. Under the aspect volcanology, the catastrophe now Atlantic reconstituted in its details was a submarine eruption of immense proportions. Has been described in its processes partial, immediate, now, will address the effects later. These effects have been demonstrated in much smaller proportions in the fall of the meteor Tiger in size considerably smaller. Are conditioned to the quantities of dust and rocks, volcanic or meteoric, designed for atmospheric altitudes. By virtue of their eruption, or the impact caused by the collapse of the meteor, the projection of these products has generated side effects such as rain of ash, rain of blood, the silver clouds, and the bright red. Moreover, the explosion of Krakatoa was made even more impressive, caused a tremendous strike, which destroyed everything in its passage through the vast extent of the ocean from the Cape of Good Hope to Cape Horn, or half of the world. With the shock that hit, the air was compressed to the point of exploding with crack size to be heard in Alice Springs, Australia, the 3.600 kilometers away, and Rodrigues Island, 4,800 kilometers away from the scene of the disaster. The wave of air thus generated should be given no less than 3 laps around the globe. However, who would have heard the rumble of thunder, accompanied by the Atlantis disaster? Certainly was heard by all mankind existing at the time of the cataclysm. But the reports did not deserve the respect and credit were ridiculed as fables. Also, we may say with certainty that the history never recorded another fall of meteor or volcanic eruption of proportions equal to those taken by the Atlantis disaster that just restore. This also applies to the calculation of volcanic products designed in its result. As calculations made, 5 quaterihas tons of magma were released during that cataclysm. This value arithmetic can be controlled by a simple calculation. Undoubtedly, in recent geological period, the ocean bottom between the island of Jan Mayen and the South Atlantic Philister suddenly in some miles. Nansen found the Arctic Sea a lowering of the order of 1 to 2 kilometers, in the Azores. That lowering the level was found as matter of 3 to 4 kilometers. Alley depression in the Atlantic basin of Simon can be determined, so Enzo Fismavel through surveys of Echo. However, as in its raw state the magma is liquid, tends to remain at equipotential plane, e to form a surface without depressions, spherical or ellipsoid of rotation. Therefore, the depression does not rise steadily, by the work of kinetic microfissures because these, by contrast, would have led to its elimination, since the tendency of these forces would have been to promote the reprocessing of the affected area, causing it to return its original plan equipotential. As the depression may not have been formed gradually with the slow flow of magma dispersed, its volume should be reduced by dispersion and transport of magma to anyone else. The total volume of 5 quatrilhos tons, as established, is 1.5 to 2 million cubic kilometers. Imagine if this total, in the form of parallelepiped, pile on the basic tier of the North Atlantic, covering about 50 million square kilometers, one gets an average height of 1.25 kilometers or about 40 meters. The North Atlantic has a total area of about 5,000 by 10,000 kilometers, comparing the average height of the volume with this scattered wide, the smaller of the two steps above. You get the proportion 1 to 125.000. Therefore, it is a very small scale indeed, and hardly anyone will be out of the question considering the fact that, during the biggest volcanic disaster in history, deposits of magma, en imaginablemente extensive under the Earth's crust, would have suffered losses sufficient to correspond to a lowering of approximately 40 on average. In this regard, and he controlled, our calculation is well within the possible and probable.